That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9. With specials throughout the week, you can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQ&K, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Thursday, February 8th, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is beef stew with a roll. So make plans to go and enjoy beef stew with a roll at the Norton Eagles this evening. Every Sunday is normally progressive blackout bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. I say normally on Sundays because this Sunday there will not be bingo because they are going to be having a Super Bowl party at the Norton Eagles to help cheer on the Chiefs to a victory at Super Bowl. And the bar will open at 5 p.m. and they invite all of the fans, friends, and family to come out and enjoy their company and cheer on the Chiefs. You're welcome to bring your favorite snack or finger foods as well. And don't forget, coming up next Wednesday for Valentine's, they are going to offer two Valentine's dinner specials. They have the pork chop meal and a chicken breast meal. And you'll be getting a side salad, baked potato, vegetable dinner roll, and dessert with those specials. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQ&K weather forecast for today is being brought to you by the Norton Correctional Facility. Should be sunny with a high near 58 and breezy with a northwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 29 with a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. On Friday, increasing clouds with a high near 49, and on Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continue with your weather forecast on Saturday. There's a 20% chance of snow. Afternoon should be mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 41. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 49. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 52. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with a few clouds, it is 38 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.55. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 32 degrees. It is 9:06. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday, February 8th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's not quite as windy as yesterday. You weren't around yesterday, but you said you'd gone to Salina, and you said that it was windy there, too.
It was.
I don't know how bad it was there, but it was awful here. I don't think anybody has their own trash cans anymore.
That Dad used to call it the trash can roulette.
It was. I mean, dodging them, driving down the street. I went one park. There was four of them laying there together in the middle of the street. So I think there's going to be a lot of... It's supposed to be wind gust up to 30 miles per hour today again. So right now, it's just at 8 miles per hour. That's lovely, but it is going to be gusty today. So just be careful when you're out and about. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, Mandy and Natalie.
Good morning, Jean. How are you today?
Yeah, fine. Okay, if anybody sees Lisa Shears today, it is her birthday.
All right. Lisa Shear?
Uh-huh. Okay. We'll be at Eagles tonight for supper. I know that much.
All right.
Yeah. So if you see her, I'm best. Tell her happy birthday. Nobody ever does.
Okay. She's probably going to get a lot of birthdays. Happy birthdays today, then. Thank you, Jean.
Yeah. Next, tell my happy hi and tell Scooter hi. And you know what to do with my cabinet if he doesn't mind you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you guys take care.
You too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're talking about the wind. So because, you know, we've had some rain and snow, but it's still, you know, this time of year, it's kind of pretty dry outside. So be really careful when you're out and about, especially with these heavy winds. Don't throw cigarettes out your window. Don't ever throw cigarettes out your window, but especially now. Be really careful around any kind of sparks or anything like that so that we don't have any kind of issues with fires. We don't want to start this early with that. So, but it is going to be windy, so just know that. All right, let's see. I'm ready to get started on trivia. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Trivia is being brought to you by Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It is a free download on your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. And you can also stop in and visit our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And, you know, include them in your Super Bowl plans. Have them deliver pizza on Super Bowl Sunday. 785-877-3359. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you have 30 days to pick it up before it expires. But keep in mind that once you do pick it up, you have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You will be the winner of that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Before I ask the question, I just want to say, things just seem to be going so much smoother for me this morning. I had one thing go wrong yesterday. I forgot to get my list out.
Uh-huh.
And it was going through my mind. So everything I did, I couldn't remember what to say for anything because you weren't here. I told everybody, I said, having Mandy here it just makes me do so much better. So thank you.
It's
already
welcome.
Showing. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. You make me better.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So yesterday, my question about the Super Bowl was which teams lost the most Super Bowls? So I'm going to reverse that. What teams have won the most Super Bowls? Which teams have won the most Super Bowls? 785-877-3378. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You'll get that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Once again, all I want to know is which teams have won the most Super Bowls. 785-877-3378. While we wait on our answer, we're going to break for our open market report, and that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, it's a rather slow start to the morning with some asking prices noted in the south at 182 plus, but they have not been established fully in the north. Backer inquiry should improve as the day progresses, but it is possible that it could hold off for one more day. Beef cutouts are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movement. Over at the Mercantile, February live cattle up $1.47 at 183.70. April up 192 at 186.72. March feeder cattle up by $2.12 at 247.62. April up 160 at 252.80. February lean hogs up 17 cents at 73.55. April down by about 35 cents at 80.72. At the Board of Trade, March corn up by 3/4 at 435. May corn up by 1/4 at 446 3/4. March beans up 10 1/4 at 1199 1/4. May up by 9 cents at 1206 1/4. March Kansas City wheat down 10 3/4 at 607 1/2. May down 11 cents at 604 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 7 1/2 at 594 1/2. May down 7 1/2 at 601. We can now take a look over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil currently up by $1.30. Gold down by $6.40. Silver up by 17 cents, with gasoline up by about 6 pennies. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index up 2205, NASDAQ down 118, and the S&P 500 currently down 211. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit, with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Well, welcome back, everyone. Hey, I wanted to let you know that we did get a winner on our trivia. Sylvia Holmes got the answer right. The question: what teams have won the most Super Bowls? The answer: Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots, with 6 each. The Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots are tied for most Super Bowl wins in NFL history with 6, followed by San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys with 5 each. All right. So, Sylvia, she knew the question. She was my first caller. Boy, she was right, calling right away. She was on it. She knew that one. So, congratulations, Sylvia. You won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right. Well, welcome to our party line, everyone. Today is Thursday, February 8th. I'm Natalie, here with Mandy. Mandy's back to keep me in line, and I'm very glad about that.
Thank you.
Keep me going in the right direction. You know how it is. One thing goes wrong, and then just everything just...
It's just like a domino effect.
It is. And then I'm thinking about things while I'm trying to talk about things, and you're not here to keep me in line, and you do. So I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Did you have a good day yesterday?
Well, I did. I was traveling. We traveled. Madison and I traveled to Salina. And
did you guys go to lunch or go shopping?
Yep, we did.
Awesome.
We did.
Awesome.
We did.
So. Mother, daughter, that's good. She's getting older. Those times get more fleeting. Huh?
I know. Don't remind me.
I know. But that's why I'm 100% behind any time you want to take off to spend together.
Ah.
Because I know that. All right. Well, welcome everybody to your Thursday party line. Hey, I'm ready to get started. Are you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right, you want to start first with your reminders?
I am reminding you that today, probably, and tomorrow morning will be the last opportunities for you to get registered to win a Super Bowl party for 10 for our listeners. And then we will have our listener winner pick a random number of our sponsors to win, for one of our sponsors to win a Super Bowl party for 10 as well. And those sponsors, we thank them very much for allowing us to have fun. Natalie and I are already planning our shopping trip and getting things ready to put on a good party, I believe so. You're going to get things from J&R Liquor. You're going to get things from Pizza Hut, Wing Street, a whole bunch of things from Jamboree Foods and Epke Liquor. So we've been registering for a little over a week now. We will register throughout the day today and in the morning tomorrow. And those sponsors that we'd like to thank are Norton Auto Supply, your CarQuest dealer in Norton, Moffitt Drug, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Epke Liquor, Jamboree Foods, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Joy Johnson, your agent here in Norton, First State Bank, Norton Glass, Pizza Hut, Wing Street, Acres of Oberlin, and Next Tech, and J&R Liquor are our sponsors for the Super Bowl party, and we thank them very much. And you only have two more days to listen to that sounder. At this point of the giveaway, I think everyone is ready for the sounder to go away. But
I don't know. You know, I think that, but then I start answering phones, and everybody's so nice, and everyone wants to say hello when they call to you.
Well,
and
if they're caller number three, they're so nice.
All of them are. And it seems like I'm going to kind of miss having everybody calling me every day.
Well, we can put a sounder on for something else.
Hey, if we don't want to give away, I'm good with that.
Okay, all right.
I love giving everybody else's stuff away. But they are, people have been so nice, and it has, I mean, honestly, it's been great. So, all right, my reminder is for our Norton Public Library. Today is Thursday, February 8th. That means it's preschool story time at 10:15 this morning. The library staff will be sharing stories, songs, games, and a craft, so you can go join all the fun this morning at 10:15 at our Norton Public Library.
And finally, the boxes are out. We are taking registrations for our Valentine's Date Night giveaway. You're registering for a chance to win a $50 gift certificate from Thistle, your choice of a 4-inch tuxedo cake or a 4-inch red velvet cake from Destination Kitchen, a dipped rose from Russ's Jewelry, two tickets for an upcoming movie at the Norton Theater and a sweetheart concession, dinner at TNC Kitchen, and a $50 gift certificate at Garden Gate. And we want to let you know where you can get registered for this giveaway. It is a point of sale registration, and so you got to go into the sponsor locations and register one registration per visit per location, please. And they include Moffitt Drug, Russ's Jewelry, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Cowpoke Supply, Garden Gate, etc., Jamboree Foods, Destination Kitchen, Fit to Go, Next Tech, TNC Kitchen, and Thistle. So those are your locations to get registered for the Valentine's Date Night. I forgot to remind you, we're giving away the Super Bowl party tomorrow at the end of our party line show, and we're going to give away the Valentine's Date Night package on Valentine's Day. So we still have time to get registered. When you go into those sponsor locations, be sure to thank them. We appreciate them, and lots of good stuff to be had for the Valentine's Date Night package.
Awesome. Fun, fun, fun. All right. Hey, I want to remind everybody, we're waiting on those phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, get us a call, because tomorrow at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Birthday.
Okay, whose birthday?
I want to wish Natalie and Lanier happy birthday.
Natalie Lanier has a birthday. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish Natalie Lanier a happy birthday today.
Miss Natalie, celebrating our birthday today. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, that's how you do it. If you know anybody that's having a birthday. Now, the anniversary couples, we're going to draw tomorrow for one of the anniversary couples on our list. Are you going to look and see how many we got? Do we have any?
We don't have any.
All right, get those calls in, because tomorrow we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. Stop in at Garden Gate. You'll find the perfect Valentine gift there, and don't wait till the last minute. Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36, and it's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Call them today at 785-871-4109. And remember, travel's just what they do at Click Your Heels Travel, 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything or found anything, call us here at the station at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. And Mandy gets a start.
I'm going to start by talking about TNC Kitchen and getting you hungry for the day. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is Thursday, so it is chicken fried chicken served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy a made-to-order KC strip or the waffle special for this evening. Again, today's lunch buffet is chicken fried chicken. Tonight is KC strip or the waffle special. They want to remind you that this Saturday and Sunday, February 10th and 11th, will be their weekend that they will be closed for this month. And so make sure to put that in the back of your mind, and so that you don't go up wanting the best breakfast or a lunch buffet or the evening special at TNC Kitchen this Saturday and Sunday, because they're going to be closed. They also want to remind you that next Wednesday for Valentine's Day, they will have a special Valentine's Day menu. And this menu, along with the kids' menu, will be the only offering for Valentine's Day evening after 4 p.m. But what a menu do they have to offer? They have 10 different specials to entice and spoil yourself and your sweetheart for TNC. They have the Southwest Chicken, Chicken Fried Chicken, Chicken Fried Steak, Ribeye Steaks, Prime Rib, Surf and Turf, Shrimp Platter, Salmon Filet, Shrimp Scampi, and Snow Crab Legs. The dinners come with a drink, excluding alcohol, and dessert. And so that is your menu for Valentine's Day. Make plans to go out and enjoy that. And remember, it is the only menu being offered after 4 p.m. other than the kids' menu at TNC Kitchen. And last but not least, if they have any left, I don't know if they have any left, because this looks amazing. This week's state featured pie comes from Colorado, and it's the Rocky Mountain pie. It looks kind of like Rocky Road ice cream, but it's a pie version. It looks so good. Go in, see if they still have that at TNC Kitchen. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
I want to say, I think it's great that they have a kids menu available for Valentine's Day also, because it's not always easy to find a sitter, right? And
exactly.
Sometimes you got to take the kids along, and now they're gonna have a
they
kids
have their
portion.
Own, yeah. They'll have their own menu, and then that expanded menu for the Valentine's offering. There's 10 different items available.
I know. I need to find 10 friends. We could all order one thing and then try.
Yeah. And then share.
Because that all sounds good. That'd be quite the decision. I'm going to talk about Bailey Heating and Cooling. You know what? I've been warning everybody that this nice weather is not going to last. It's February in Kansas. Well, you know what? They're calling for maybe snow. They're calling for cooler weather. I told you so. You need to call Bailey Heating and Cooling before that cool weather hits and get your heating units checked out, so that you are going to make sure that you get through all of our little blasts of cold. I have a feeling that this is the way it's going to be up until spring now. We're going to get nice and we're going to get cold and nice and cold. You want to be covered when it gets cold. Call Bailey Heating and Cooling today at 785-871-1824. And while they're there, talk to them about maybe upgrading your units. They do have some brands of units available at Bailey Heating and Cooling. They're more heat efficient, more cost efficient, and they just heat and cool in a whole different way. You'll love it. Talk to Bailey Heating and Cooling about your options. Call them today for all your heating and cooling needs. Bailey Heating and Cooling, 785-871-1824.
Click Your Heels Travel is your first step in your travel needs. They should be the first call, the first message, the first contact when you are trying to plan a vacation, whether it's a full-on family vacation, a couples retreat, a girls vacation, anything that you are wanting to plan where you're going away from home and need some place to stay, something to do, a way to get around. Click Your Heels Travel should be the first call to make, because we are there, like we say, from beginning to end. An example of that, we had a trip leave last week, and it was a very extensive trip. We made all the arrangements, but part of our service is we do like a checks and balance before our clients leave on their vacation, just to make sure everything is on point, everything is in control, everything is arranged how it was supposed to be arranged. And when we were doing checks and balance on this trip, we came across one of the portions of it that we had arranged that was no longer valid. Basically, when we booked the hotel that we booked, they offered a free transfer from the airport to the hotel, and they were no longer offering that. If you had booked that, would you have thought to call ahead? You know, you made those arrangements months ago and thought everything was under control. You would have gotten to the airport and been stranded.
No idea.
2 days prior to them departing, we were doing the checks and balance, found out that they were not going to have that free shuttle from the airport. And within the day, we had new arrangements made, and they were still set to go, and they didn't even have to worry about a thing. We took care of it. That is why you use a travel agency. That is why you use Click Your Heels Travel. And that is why you should call us first when you're making all of your arrangements, or send a message. Our phone number, it is a landline. It is not a text, or it cannot receive text, even though it has an 871 prefix. But it is a landline. You can call 785-871-4109. We do have a Facebook page, and that is Click Your Heels Travel. Just look us up. You can like and follow us on Facebook, and you can send us a message on there. You can send me a message on Facebook, and we do have a website, clickyourheelstravel.com, that offers a lot of our franchise exclusive deals that are going on through Dream Vacations, which is the franchise that we are through. And you can get a lot of information on our website, clickyourheelstravel.com, as well.
Awesome. And you know, something else, you're like, I just was thinking in my head, if I got to the airport and they said, oh no, we just stopped that shuttle, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah,
I would. I would just probably start bawling, because I don't know what to do. You know, what do you do in that situation? But all they have to do is call you, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm thinking, boy, that's a great insurance policy to have you guys behind you.
That's what we're there for.
I'm also stuck on the girls trip thing.
Yes, we have. We actually have a girls trip leaving next month that excited to see pictures from, because it's a new property that we're sending them to, we would love to go to this property, so we're waiting to see the pictures from it.
It's a sunny place.
Yes, it is. It's a beachy. It's everything's included. Yes.
Nice. Perfect. Will you share those pictures with me? Okay?
Yes.
All right. Wiser Realty provides residential, commercial, and agriculture real estate services for the Norton County, Kansas area. And in addition to excellent personal service, the Wiser team will make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for. For more information, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185, or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. A couple of properties we've been highlighting from Wiser Realty includes here in Norton, 1105 Nixon Drive and 310 East Washington. Let's talk about 310 East Washington after we get this phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, good morning to you. I am still looking for a good used dishwasher, a countertop.
Okay, so Karen, you're saying countertop. Are you mean portable?
Well, it don't matter what kind. It's like sit on a cupboard.
You want one that actually sits on your counter?
Yes.
I see.
All right.
And my number is 785-
Okay. We've got that down.
Okay, hon.
Thanks,
Thank
Karen.
You.
Have a great day.
You too, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we were talking about Wiser Realty. We're going to highlight today 310 East Washington right here in Norton. This immaculate three-bedroom, three-bath home contains an open living concept. As one enters the home, the entry area possesses a coat closet and flows into the living room with a gas fireplace, dining room, and on into the spacious kitchen. The beautiful oak cabinetry with ample counter space and pantry makes this a cook's dream, with an eat-at island bar and equipped with a new stainless steel Whirlpool refrigerator freezer, along with a KitchenAid gas range and a microwave. The master bedroom has a large walk-in closet, and the master bathroom has a jetted tub, as well as a walk-in tub, a vanity, and a linen closet. The second bedroom, full bathroom, utility room, and lots of extra storage completes the main floor. The full basement includes a bedroom with walk-in closet and egress window, a three-quarter bathroom, a large family room with a large egress window, an office, an unfinished storage and bonus room, and a furnace room. There's an oversized two-car attached garage and French doors that lead off the kitchen area through the breezeway and lead to a heated three-car garage shop area with a half bathroom, and it has alley access. This is a must-see property at 310 East Washington Street here in Norton. You can check out these properties and others from Wiser Realty by calling them at 785-877-2185 or stopping by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton. All right, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to get our livestock auction roundup, and we'll come back with your history.
Hey, and team for Norton Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with information on today's cattle auction that will be held at 1 o'clock in the calves and feeders. Here's 83, mostly Charlotte Angus cross steers and heifers are home raised off the cow. Spring shots, 500 to 600. 56 black steers and heifers, home raised, weaned. Spring shots, 650 to 7 1/4. 27 black steers and heifers, home raised, spring shots, weaned end of October, 650 to 750. Here's 16 black and red heifers, home raised. Weaned the first week of November, spring and fall shots at 600. 10 black steers, long time weaned, fall shots at 675. We'd be anticipating a normal run of weight cows and bulls next week. We have several consignments on the books for next week with a few, when a few more yards and roads dry out. Also, next week we will offer stock cows, bred heifers, and pairs along with our regular sale, already consigned, and all these cows are bred black for March 15 calving. 19 F1 Baldies, they're 3-year-olds, 14 black 3-year-olds, 17 black 5-year-olds. Thank you very much, and see you at the auction.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call them today at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire, your local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
On this day, February 8, 1861, the Confederate States of America was formed. 1918, during World War II, the Stars and Stripes, the American Soldiers newspaper, was published under orders from General John J. Pershing for the United States Army Forces in France. It was published from February 8, 1918 to June 13, 1919. In 1927, the original version of Getting Gertie's Garter opened at the Hippodrome Theater in New York City. Getting Gertie's Garter.
That's right. You did good, though.
Thank you. In 1963, the Kennedy administration prohibited travel to Cuba and made financial and commercial transactions with Cuba illegal for U.S. citizens. In 1969, the last issue of the Saturday Evening Post was published. It was revived in 1971 as a quarterly publication and later six times a year. In 1971, the NASDAQ stock market index debuted. 1973, U.S. Senate leaders named seven members of a select committee to investigate the Watergate scandal. In 1974, the three-man crew of the Skylab space station returned to Earth after 84 days. In 1978, the U.S. Senate deliberations were broadcast on radio for the first time. The subject was the Panama Canal treaties. In 1980, U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced a plan to reintroduce draft registration. 1985, the Dukes of Hazzard ended its six-and-a-half-year run on CBS television. 1993, General Motors sued NBC, alleging that Dateline NBC had rigged two car-truck crashes to show that some GM pickups were prone to fires after certain types of crashes. The suit was settled the following day by NBC. And finally, on this day, February 8, 2002, the exhibit Places of Their Own opened at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. The works displayed were by Georgia O'Keeffe, Frida Kahlo, and Emily Carr.
Today's February 8th. It is National Giving Hearts Day. This day means they want people to maybe take a minute and think about how you can give and help people out. National Iowa Day, our neighbors, National Kite Flying Day, and National Boy Scouts Day. Today in music, in 1964, the publisher of the song Louie Louie offered $1,000 to anyone who could find suggestive lyrics in the song. I read the lyrics. I did not find anything in there. 1965, the Supremes' Stop in the Name of Love was released. In 1969, George Harrison's tonsils were removed at London University College Hospital, and the tonsils were destroyed so they couldn't be sold. Huh. That's sad.
But, you know, there was a reason they had to.
Exactly, a reason for everything. In 2000, it was announced that Stan Lee would create a comic book based on the Backstreet Boys, and it was titled Backstreet Project. You're a Backstreet Boys girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see the comic?
Nope.
Oh. You're not that big of a Backstreet girl.
Nope.
I see. In 2010, MTV dropped the music television part from its logo. And that's good, because it doesn't do that.
It doesn't.
That's sad, because I loved videos. In sports, in 1896, the Western Conference was formed by representatives of Midwestern universities, and the group changed its name to the Big Ten Conference. In 1950, the Associated Press named Jim Thorpe and Baby Diedrichson Zaharias the greatest male and female athletes of the first half of the 20th century. In 1963, Lamar Hunt, owner of the American Football League franchise in Dallas, Texas, moved the operation to Kansas City, and the new team was named the Chiefs. This weekend, the Chiefs.
Cool Chiefs.
That's right. 1998, the first female ice hockey game in Olympic history was played. Finland beat Sweden 6-0. Happy birthday to Gary Coleman, born in 1968, the star of TV's Different Strokes. James Dean was born in 1931. He was the movie icon and star of Rebel Without a Cause. Excellent movie. John Grisham was born in 1955, author of The Client and The Firm. Jack Lemmon was born in 1925. He was the original Felix Unger in the movie The Odd Couple. And Nick Nolte was born on this date. Whatever happened to Nick Nolte? Born on this date in 1941, the gravel-voiced movie star. People that died on this date, Robert Conrad died in 2020, the star of TV's The Wild Wild West. And Anna Nicole Smith died on this date in 2007. Can you believe it's been that long?
Oh, no.
Wow. Anna was the blonde bombshell celebrity who died suddenly in 2007.
Ooh.
I can't believe it.
Hey, Nick Nolte is looking a little rough.
He's looked rough for years. Yeah, well, he looks good compared. He's looks. We'll have to go in there and look at some of his other pictures.
All
oh
right.
My goodness, well, poor guy.
He's still alive. I don't know how active he is, but all right. Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. We have Natalie Lanier, Phyllis Otter, and Richard Rushton.
And how many we have called in?
Two.
Okay, I didn't sort this out very good yesterday. I'm sorry. All right, two, and I know there's a number one here somewhere. On the bottom.
Nick Nolte was born in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Really?
Did not know that.
I didn't either.
All right. And number one is Lisa Shear.
Happy birthday, Lisa. You just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have someone in search of a countertop dishwasher, 202-2416. Happy birthday wishes going out to Lisa Shear and Natalie Lanier.
We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. All sponsors of our show today, we sure do appreciate that, and it's all because of them that we get to be here.
That's it.
That's it for me, too. Wow, I hope everybody has a great day. I went faster yesterday because I was just zooming through everything by myself.
We do a lot of extra talking sometimes.
I know, but that's just what makes it fun. Yes, ma'am. I hope everybody has a great day today. Remember, it is going to be windy later on today, so be prepared for that. And it's going to start getting a little bit cooler, so don't put your sweaters and coats away yet. You know, like I said, February in Kansas. Have a good day, everyone, and please don't forget about us tomorrow, same time, same place, for Party Line.